We're reading
the article, The Love for the Creator and Love for the Created Beings. And you can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So again, the article, The Love of the Creator and Love of the Created Beings, starting with the paragraph, That which you hate, do not do to your friend. If we can somehow reconcile the above text, here comes Hillel's statement to the foreigner who came before him and asked to be converted. As it says in the Gemara, convert me so that you will teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one leg. He told him, that which you hate.
The foreigner here refers to one who works for his own sake. The nations of the world, or a person who is non-Jewish, meaning who is not yearning for unity, or non-Israel, meaning not directed towards the Creator, Yashar Kel, doesn't yearn for bestowal, for love thy friend as thyself, unity, arvut, mutual guarantee, and so forth. These are all denominations of unity, in short, from love of the Creator being to love of the Creator. If such a person comes and he suddenly feels that he wants to rise to the degree of bestowal of love of the created beings, because that basically leads him to adhesion with the Creator, this is called to be converted. So to convert means to convert the will to receive in order to receive to a will to receive in order to bestow. Correcting the ego. That's the meaning of the conversion. That's it. Very simple. This is what the Torah demands us to do. What did Hillel say? He said, what you hate, don't do to others. And that sums it all. It also says that first he went to Shammai. These were the two sages. The foreigner who wanted to convert came first to Shammai, and he said, I want to achieve love thy friend as thyself. So Shammai threw him away. Why? What's the hint here? That you cannot leap straight to love thy friend as thyself. But when he came to Hillel, Shammai represents more the Chokhmah, the left, the judgments, and Hillel more of the Chassadim, the mercy. And this is how the discussion between them is always run in the entire Gemara. So Hillel told him, don't do to your friend what is hated, what you hate to be done to you. Why? First of all, we understand it's bestowal in order to bestow. It's chassadim. But there are few aspects of chassadim, at least two. That which you hate, don't do to your friend from the negative side. And don't do to others what you hate to be done to you from the positive side. We spoke about this yesterday. Did you think about this or no? What did you think?
I heard that the friends told me to think about it again.
So did you think about it or not?
A second after they told me to think, I thought about it.
One moment only.
Meaning they reminded me, I thought about it?
One moment.
As they told me, I thought about it.
Well,
while they told me.
Okay, at least you're aware of what's going on with you. So I'll give you an example and you'll take it forward. Don't do to your friend what you hate to be done to you in terms of negative things. I constantly check whether what I'm doing right now, if it was done to me, would I suffer? And then, of course, I don't do it to the other. Now, don't do to your friend what you hate to be done to you from the positive side. I spoke about it yesterday. Let's say that you can benefit something a lot, let's say. So what am I supposed to do? Should I... What would I want in such a case? That I'll be aided or not? And then it turns out that from that statement of that which you hate, don't do to your friend, you are basically obligated to also work for the benefit of others. Not only to... Well, we elaborated on this yesterday. I don't want to reiterate this. So it forces you, pushes you to move to actions of bestowal to others. Because if you prevent the other from receiving benefit, not that you create the benefit on your own, which is done in Love Thy Friend as Thyself. In Love Thy Friend as Thyself, you add from your own will to receive. Here, you're not going to add from yourself as you are some sort of a battery of bestowal. But if you see that he is losing and you're capable of preventing it, then you must prevent it. And that also is called that which you hate, don't do to your friend. Clear? So this commandment already contains two parts, that you prevent bad things from him and assist good things for him. And from there you already advance to true actions of bestowal. So this commandment already teaches you to have a thought of bestowal and somewhat an action of bestowal, but not of your own accord. You understand? You become a factor here. There's this great plus here, and here is your friend with minus, and that plus can enter his minus. But it's on the condition that there is here some special block in the middle. And that block depends on you. Okay? It's up to you. And you have to give the okay. Okay? How do you do it? Do you need to do it or not? You don't work from your own specific desire other than simply submitting yourself in a positive way as well. It's like they ask you, just say okay and we give him. I don't see a response. Understood or not?
Yes.
Thank you. So, this commandment, that which you hate, don't do to your friend, teaches you actions of bestowal to others, only passive actions that don't originate in you yourself. You don't need to begin corrections with your own will to receive. So it's without corrections on the will to receive. Okay? Yes.
No, it's not okay.
Why?
Because I... How's that possible?
I, today... Let's say this. Yesterday, I lost a check on the street. You found it. If you give it to me, what is that called?
It's called that I don't do to my friends what I hate.
Don't do to your friend what you hate to be done to you. Is it an action of giving, or is it? You seemingly make me receive what's written on the check. But if we're talking about that which you hate, don't do to your friend, we usually only talk about preventing troubles. And here we talk about adding benefit. Only the addition comes not from correcting your desire and then you're like a generator of goodness and then you fulfill me with what you have. Rather, you have caused, as in here, you have caused the abundance to go through from its source to the consumer. But you make that happen. You're here and you're making it happen. You're on that tap. What are you looking at?
How exactly is that?
You determine whether you open the tap or not, this transaction.
Suppose that I understand what you're saying
okay.
In practice, but in physical actions. But how can I do it in thought? Because you have plenty of criticism in your thoughts.
No. On the level of thoughts, you already think of him in a good way, because you don't want others to think badly about you. So in thoughts, you already think positively about him, but you're not damaged by it. You're not yet involving your ego actively. Of course, you have lust and honor and envy and giving an okay for benefit for others is against my ego. I want everyone to have less than what I have, but it's not that something was taken from my fund. I'm willing to agree that someone will get what he needs. Where I am not harmed in a way that something is taken from me. You hear? However, if we work in order to bestow, not in chasadim, in order to bestow, then I take out of myself and give to the other. It's no longer don't do to your friend what you hate to be done to you. It works positively, that you have to give, love thy friend as thyself. Just as I want to swallow the world right now, I have to bring the world to everyone. So by doing that, I revoke my ego and all the assets. What's so difficult? Moshe, perhaps you should teach them a little bit about this. There's a lot about it in the Gemara.
I don't understand about what Bala Sulam says. He wrote so many articles about loving others thyself, but never wrote anything about don't do to another what you hate. And only yesterday on the lesson, I saw a few lessons about it, and that emphasized this even more.
What? Yesterday I got confused.
No, I mean, I read it, and I saw that only from these few sentences you can write a book.
Right. Write it, then.
But now I'm confused altogether. Now you can, like, make a whole library out of it, out of this small passage.
Right, because there's nothing besides that. The whole of humanity is now in that state of the foreigner. Like it or not, there's no choice. And we are facing that sentence statement of Hillel. And we have to reach, love thy friend as thyself. And on the way there is, don't do to your friend what you hate to be done to you. It's a sentence that includes the whole of creation.
So it's a really thin line between love another as thyself and don't do to others what you hate.
Right. That's what I wanted to say, that Bina contains two parts. When we reach Bina, I am neutral. Most important is not to harm anyone Every time I examine myself, how do I not harm? How do I behave as a good kid? How are you doing? What's going on? How's it going? Floating in the air without really adding my ego to it. As if I'm totally neutral, I don't have a shirt and I don't need it, and I live in the forest anyway. As if I'm not touching anyone. And this sentence, basically, don't do to your friend what you hate to be done to you, it leads me, when I really start engaging in it, it takes me, when I pay attention not to harm the other and another and another, as I understand that it can harm me, it leads me to the second part of the sentence, from Galav Bina to Zatav Bina, to the vessels of reception. Will the other have a lack? Am I assisting him or not? Is it from my own fund? Not yet. But as it is, I must give him in some way, not by myself, not a loss from my own fund, not my own loss, but I have to give him benefit. I couldn't find another example. Give other examples besides what I drew here. But I don't correct myself here practically in my will to receive. Of course, there's an addition of a will to bestow here, but not an actual will to receive. And I'm willing, why? Because the previous corrections of bestowing in order to bestow, of just not harming the other, already lead me to these actions. I begin to identify them. Ah, he can benefit by this and by that and this and that as well. And I begin to assist these actions. And it's still called that which you hate, don't do to your friend. Because if someone would prevent you from benefiting something, that would be called bad in your eyes. So what do you care? You care. These are subtle things, because it's work on the will to receive. But basically, you don't lose. The person has to correct himself for your benefit, because if he has more than you, then he is seemingly harmed. But still, it's not giving. It's working on the transition between bestowing in order to bestow, to receive in order to bestow. There are many different such situations. I didn't think of covering them now, but we'll go into it.
So from all these examples, it's really giving.
No, not really giving, but it's, let's say, neutralizing of the will to receive.
I was walking on the street, I found a check. A check maybe isn't a good example. I don't think it's a good example.
Why?
Because it says there who it belongs to.
No, you find the person and give it to him instead of throwing it away.
It's not about the precepts.
You can say, no, it's a different commandment of returning a loss.
Yeah, it's not about...
All the commandments are included there. It's the bestowing in order to bestow, 248, and receiving in order to bestow, 365.
Yesterday you said something very sharp, that the entire difference between love another and don't do what you hate, it's my attitude towards others, wanting to find the Creator in them.
That is, if we begin talking, we haven't started talking about love thy friend as thyself. For now, we're talking about that which you hate.
But besides this sentence, I see no difference about it, because I'm giving him openly.
No, you don't give out of yourself.
If he comes to the car...
Tell me, please. I have made a profit of $5,000 a month to live as I usually need. I need about 2,000. Do I give the other 3,000 or not? According to the sentence, that which you hate, don't do to others. Does it force me or not?
There is a small part of it that you can.
No. No, you can't. I'm all in chasadim. I'm not working with my vessels of reception. But in my chasadim, in my mercy, I cause you good things, all kinds. Can I assist you, please? Good heart, but not on my account, not at my expense. Correcting the vessels of reception is a totally different thing. You can say, no, it's the ego after all. True, but on what level? Root one and part of two, not the echap.
Where's the ego here? I need to benefit, profit.
By conceding.
I have to profit. I have to profit so I won't become a burden on society.
This is called vessels of bestowal here. And here are the vessels of reception. 248, and here is 365. All in all, that's the will to receive. In vessels of bestowal, it's called Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. That is bestowing in order to bestow. To bestow in order to bestow. And here, it's receiving in order to bestow. Well, in Russian I write even worse. What can I do? And this is the chazeh, and the will to receive when the patsuf is corrected, it's called the soul. The difference is that the will to receive is a will to receive. The neshama means with an intention, or the will to receive with the intention. When I work now with that which you hate, that is Hillel's statement, right? Okay. And it is here is the sentence of Rabbi Akiva. So, I don't touch my ego. Of course I'm working with the ego. Of course I'm fully working with that. But when I give him the check, of course that I have to confront why and how and what does he have and so forth. Of course, I need to make some calculation here, but this calculation is not a loss from my own fund. Of course, it is a loss. Someone else benefits and I'm not, and so forth. But it's the coarseness level root and one, whereas the two, three, and four already relates to the vessels of reception.
Ken.
Yes.
He found a check on the street. He became despaired. Suppose that person who lost that check, he lost it at the market while it was busy and he forgot about it.
It doesn't say.
Because if it's addressed to someone, then what can I do with it? I have to really be a person from Sadam in order to throw it away. I can't do anything with it.
Right, but why should the other one gain from it? You're too pure. I don't understand you.
You got me. Also, I don't get the whole checking concept still. But the moment I find something and it becomes mine and I have to get rid of it, I feel that I'm losing something.
No. This is something else. If you found... No. You take my example. No, buddy. This isn't how we work. You suddenly became smart. No. Take the example the way it is. If you just found it on the street, so is there a mark? Yes, no, this is all, you know, I don't want to go into it. This is the entire Gemara there.
So that is exactly the question. Why should I give it to someone for him to benefit? If it's not to harm myself, then it's clear it's the will to receive.
No, we're talking about a person who wants to adhere to the Creator. I'm sorry, but can you hear what we're talking about? This is a person who wants to be in adhesion with the Creator, and he comes and asks, how do I reach adhesion? How do I come to the upper world, to spirituality? He has the question here. This means that he comes asking to be converted. And from that question, he first falls to Shammai, and that is in the vessels of reception, that's the left line. And then Shammai throws him away and tells him, go away. Even it says there that he's beating him, but of course these things require interpretation. But then he arrives at Hillel's, and Hillel gives him the solution. And through Hillel's solution, he once again later comes to Shammai or Rabbi Akiva, doesn't matter, but the one who already deals with the actual will to receive.
So it's like the fuel is for me to be like the Creator, if I'm the goal.
The goal.
The goal, right.
So I come to a sage who already has bestowed to the Creator, and I ask him how to do it, and then he tells me how. By which actions? So, according to the law of creation, this law of adhesion divides to two. Don't do to your friend what you hate to be done to you, and love thy friend as thyself. In a way that as you advance, you reach love for the Creator.
What does it mean to study the whole Torah while standing on one leg?
It means one principle. You don't need more than that, just hold on to that.
And what is that principle?
What principle? That which you hate, don't do to your friend. Move the mic forward.
When I think about what I hate, I think about my point in the heart, or I think about my donkey?
Just look at others and do exactly what you would like them to do to you. It's a very simple test. Yes, Danny.
Just to get the principle of advancing in spirituality, because all the examples given here, of course, the action itself is in corporeality, but the intention is only because I believe that this is the right thing to do. However I look at it, I'm in the loop of the ego.
Mister, both in this world and in the spiritual world, on the street or in our group within, it's the same statement. There's no other principle. But wherever you are, you have to be on the same level with the person, same height with the person, and you're trying to do to him what you want to be done to you, that's all. So if you're in a group, you judge these things towards the group, towards their desires, goals, etc. If you are at work somewhere, at office or something, then you weigh your participation according to the people that are with you there. And the same everywhere, when you drive on the road, do the same calculation.
And that's on in the direction of bestowal, on the way to bestowal?
It's in the direction to bestowal. If you put yourself in the shoes of the other and measure this way how to relate to him, that's called bestowal. Yeah? Because for yourself, you don't like something bad to happen. So it's certain that you do good to the other as well.
What it's like exercise?
it's both exercise, but I would also say the action itself. It's already a correction.
And that doesn't mean that I work from the ego?
Doesn't matter. But you can never work if not from your ego. Then what? But these actions of this kind bring you the light that reforms. And then you change. Following the actions, the hearts are drawn. First you make the action, according to what Hillel says, and after that comes the light that reforms and corrects you.
So is it true to say that I can measure my advancement to the extent to which love for others grows in me? Is that like a measurement?
Incorrect. No, wait. To what extent
is important to me?
To what extent did you acquire love of others? Of course, that's how you advance. How else? What is the difference between spiritual degrees? The level of bestowal or love.
I can testify about myself that in 4 or 5 years I reached a state that I acknowledge that I'm evil and I can try not harm others.
If you already think about not causing harm to others, then you're already far along the path.
What will be the next stage?
I don't think that there are many who think this way, don't damage others.
It's not easy to do, to think about it.
Even thinking about it, agreeing with this thought, agreeing that it sits in your head. I'm sure that many, let's say, is an understatement, don't have it in their mind, on their mind. You envy at him?
Yes. I'd like to continue what Danny is asking. What I don't get is, why don't do to others what you hate? Why is it considered as bestowing in order to bestow? To me, it sounds like some kind of a manipulation. I want for someone else to be well off because it will benefit me. To bestow in order to bestow, it sounds like something innocent. It's not innocent. There's like, I understand that this way, it's more convenient for me to live my life this way. And I understand that if he'll be better off, I'll be better off. So great.
So why doesn't humanity reach it already?
Right?
What right?
No, I mean,
because it's against our ego.
Because it's easier for us to naturally think.
Not easier. Our nature forces others to be worse off. You see how the countries are fighting in a silly manner. It's ridiculous. It's one's pride and another's pride. Let's say Russia and America. Costs them billions and life casualties and troubles. And
okay, but on the other hand, look at all the people that are governing these countries with the most developed ego. They understand that they have to play, that they're bleeding hearts, that they love others, philanthropists, and so on.
Right, and the public that is that way as well.
Yeah, but their ego is more developed. They're as if doing things for the benefit of others.
What do you mean, as if? Well, leave the nonsense. Why are you lying in false? What actions that are seemingly for others?
That,
well, why have you come here from a political party or what? I don't understand. We never see an action of bestowal. It's always reception.
So that's what I'm saying, that it looks as if...
The whole world never does the action of bestowing in order to bestow.
Can you please explain what it means to bestow in order to bestow? Because what I was thinking, that person in the forest that doesn't even need a shirt, it's something innocent.
It's not innocent. No, it isn't.
But now that you explain it, then... Right.
How is it innocent? It's an action that corresponds to a lack, to a desire, an ego. I also have to lower myself for this, to feel the others and how is he in my place and so forth. Well, what you just think it's just flies. No, you have to be a very profound psychologist. Look what we're coming to. This is a half the Torah, this statement. Half the Torah, you understand what it's about? Half of the correction of the soul. If you did this, you already reach Abaveima Vatzilut. And then you're left with the Shasa 365, whereas you rise to Arechanpin, to the Rosh of Arechanpin, literally. That's it. It's not a joke. It's the light of Chasadim that also contains the light of Chokhmah, because you nullify your ego. You have to nullify it over the thickness level of root and one and half of two. You have to. To stop causing harm to the other, you have to stop yourself. You have to work on that. You do him a favor, only not from your own fund, not from yourself. It's like you don't lose from your own partzu, from your own asset. You don't give, you only concede the things that he benefits as opposed to you. But you fundamentally don't lose. It's a bit easier. These actions we can seemingly do in our world because they're kind of, you know, when you're being large, when you kind of, you know.
So that's what I'm asking about. When you're large, you have the interest of being large. And when I give you back the check, I don't lose anything. I just lose my time. Instead of doing one thing, I do something else and give you back your money. So, of course, you do these actions, and gradually, through the reforming light, it brings you to a state where you do things more and more in favor of others, and volunteer, and so on. And this is how it is. Gradually, in every action, your will to receive grows ever more. And even though that you depict some kind of benefit for yourself, some reward, but bit by bit, the light that works on you gradually brings you to the true reward. For some reason, you're forgetting from one moment to the next about the reforming light. We have to take actions, and after the actions comes the light. After the light, there's change. And that's that. Write it down. Yes, Iran.
I want to ask from the other side. Okay, so that which you hate, don't do to your friend. It forces me to cancel my desire, put it aside, be in every action and thought in the other, see that I don't make mistakes in any place. If I can help, I can help.
That's called to encourage, to connect, to unite, to benefit, but to benefit... the benefit is mine. Meaning, you know, there are people who have everything, but he's also ready to help you. He'll call up someone and do something until it touches something of his own. The moment it does, he shuts himself. We all saw this in life.
And if a person does actions in this manner, the light's working on him, and then the hearts are drawn after the actions. Now, what I'm not clear about is, why do I need to cut off myself, my flesh, in love?
When?
The others don't need it, really.
When?
In love. Because who obligates me to cut of my own flesh in love? You probably don't need it. In the first stage, I haven't made it worse to the others. What is forcing me now to cut off my flesh?
What am I doing on the first part, and what am I doing on the second part?
You're asking or answering?
I'm asking you.
In the first part,
to bestow in order to bestow. Let's put it this way. First of all, it's the cleaning up, the cleansing. On the other part, when I do things to receive in order to bestow, what I do here?
There should be a correction.
Correction, meaning that the equivalence of form to the Creator.
So I don't understand why the equivalence of form
I build. On the second half, I build my image as an Adam, similar to the Creator. On the first part, I don't. On the first part, I'm still cleansing myself in order to start the work. Let's put it this way.
Why? In the first part, I left all that I am. I didn't touch it, and I built something new in my relation to others that is disconnected from the will to receive. And in the second part, it's telling me, no, take this and that. And
on the first part, I have cleansed all my vessels from in order to receive. That's called that even. The mistake, the sins turned into mistakes, and on the second part, I already correct everything. I build out of clean materials this image.
Well, what do you mean? It's the filthiest there is. You're telling me I got $5,000. I need only two. Now I have to cut off three and give it.
Mister, I am the vessels of reception, and only after the cleansing now do I come to treat them.
How? By cutting off of me? How is that?
Of course, where I'm completely in order or for bestowal. What else do I have besides the vessels of bestowal?
So this is what I'm asking. Why do I need to cut off the vessel from the vessel of reception?
I'm not cutting. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter how you call it. Let's say Shachar has taken me on his car. So what?
How can I bestow? I'm the bestower, that's it.
But in the first phase, I've built my own new self. I've built this new relation.
Let's put it, okay. On the first stage, I don't have the words for it. I just cleanse the vessels. I don't fill them. I don't enjoy in them in order to bestow. What does it mean that I give? I don't give anything. I give my intention. My vessels, now I'm ready to perceive reality as a whole. All of the worlds, everything, and to enjoy it all from this feeling that the Creator is enjoying it, and I'm all in bestowal in this aspect, only that now I'm working with my vessels.
I'll ask like this. In the first step, I built my new me, and the intention, soul, something that didn't exist before. And I put my old me aside, I didn't touch it. Now you're saying in the second phase, I have to go to the old me and work with it. I don't understand what I have to go. Why I have to go back to that trash.
I don't know. Think about it. I don't have the words nor the strength, really. We also didn't talk here about working with others, with the group, with bestowal through the integration between us. But here is everything. The entire Torah is here. That's all there is. Like Hillel said, this is the entire Torah. Go and carry it on, because if you take this principle, it will bring you to the end of the path. Yeah?
If you can go back to the previous drawing for a second, there was a square there with a check. Let's say there's the 10 and there's me. What does it mean that I check the square and pass the abundance to them?
The squared. I have this tap here, which I open with my own hands.
What is that tap that I open for the 10?
The 10, and the 10.
My participation. As if I open the tap and I sit on the tap. I'm awakening the light that reforms for everyone.
Is there some kind of an expression to it, that I awaken the reforming light for everyone, by everyone? Yes. What is this expression? The Ervut. That's it? Well, I don't know. There are plenty of hands, so... Yes, Moshi?
There's this phenomenon when you explain this to people, for instance, on the street. No one will agree that he harms others. Why is there such a concealment over people? They don't understand. If you ask them, they say, what do you mean? I don't harm anyone.
And you don't have to tell them that they're harming anyone or anything.
No, if you ask in general, not personally, of course. If you ask personally, it's...
In general, I don't think it's worthwhile doing, too. We have to learn about how... We have to learn how to express it differently. I'd say to be more united. We have to use the word connection or unity more. To be more connected is healthier. It's more worthwhile. It's, I don't know what words there are for it in Hebrew, but it's something of the kind. But not to talk about the bad. If we'll connect more, for sure things will be better. More equality, more participation, more integration, mutual consideration. All these things for the things that are for the better and not for the worse, from the positive and not from the negative.
Asking whether what we spoke about in the last lesson, that which you hate, don't do to your friend, is it only about the work we do within the group, or we should also set an example for the 99%?
It's for everyone, totally for everyone. Of course, this is the work between man and his, between people, and to teach it to children. These are things that, again, like he says, this is the whole Torah, and it's very serious. If you keep this, then that's it. Then you understand what the precepts are, the mitzvot, you understand what the reforming light is, and you understand what the Torah demands, and why love another as thyself is the rule that, the comprehensive rule that includes everything. Think about it till tomorrow, and tomorrow we will continue. It's something very interesting. There are many surprises on the way. And in the meantime, by this we conclude. Have a great day and a great night. כמה רוצה הלב לאסוף ולאגור על גבו של החמור אין אדם נפטר מהעולם הזה וחצי תאוותו בידו כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך חוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי הלב חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות למלא את כל הגחמות כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי זה אלוקות דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא מתוך הגלות והופך
אתה נסתר לגלוי. ללו, 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 ללו. והופך את הנסתר לגלות.